Okay, you asked this question. I've recently read that WordPress runs 34% of the internet. Was the inspiration behind setting up WP Speedfix due to its growing popularity? I figured I would hit the record button and riff on this a bit because this is a point I want to offer some value in this post, and also something that most people miss. So I just want to talk about this for a minute. It's just easier to talk, hit the record button, than write pages of text. So the answer to this is no, that's not why we set up WP Speedfix. We started, as part of our SEO agency work, we started doing web hosting. So clients were making us responsible for their hosting, essentially, the uptime and hosting. So if the website went down or had a problem, they would call us. So we were kind of like, we were being made responsible for the hosting and doing the support for it. So figured, well, we might as well do the hosting ourselves and charge for it, since we're being made responsible for it. So there's a couple of lessons here. One is you can't be responsible for something if you don't have control over it. So that was a big lesson I learned there. So we started doing hosting for our agency clients, and what we noticed, so a lot of them were on shitty hosting, and this was, 2010, 2011, 2012. They're on hosts like Bluehost, HostGator. This was kind of when EIG started buying up everybody. And Bluehost was actually good back then. So was HostGator. So that was, we started with them. We had a bunch of, we actually started with our hosting on Bluehost. So we had a bunch of sites on there, and it was great. It was actually fast, paid $100 a year. And I think we had 10 or 20 sites stacked on there. The site started to fall over. So ultimately through this process, what we saw was that we could take sites that were on crappy hosting, put them on good hosting. WP Engine had just come out then, and a few of the other kind of WordPress dedicated hosts. We could put them on good hosting and the rankings would go up. And that was all we did. We just improved the quality of the hosting. And over time, we've come to discover that that's because of the uptime and reliability of a site. So most people think about bad hosts, or GoDaddy, Bluehost, HostGator, those cheap hosts. They think about it in terms of speed. But actually, what's more important than speed is uptime and reliability, because if the site's down, it effectively has zero speed. And most people don't get this concept. So a couple of things I just want to point out here, that if you're an agency and looking after client sites, you should absolutely be running uptime monitoring on those sites. So, the uptime is going to affect the SEO. So if the site is down a lot, then you're going to have problems. Google is going to see a site that's down and the site's not going to rank as high. The other thing is it's going to affect conversion. So if the site's down, customers can't convert, they can't buy, they can't call, they can't send emails. And it's going to affect SEO, it's going to affect conversion. And if the site's down, the client's probably going to call you anyway. So having uptime monitoring on there allows you to be more proactive, so you can get ahead of problems. And quite often, all our clients are on good hosting now. They're on our platform. And quite often we'll get downtime because they haven't renewed a domain. We don't have control over the domain, or it's not in one of our accounts and they haven't renewed it and it goes offline. So I would suggest, if you're listening to this, that you implement uptime monitoring for all your agency clients. We use Uptime Robot. It's cheap, the paid version. There's a free version, but we use the paid version, which monitors on 1 minute intervals, which is good enough for what we're doing. So speed optimization was kind of the evolution of offering hosting. So we started doing hosting for our clients, and then we started optimizing for speed. So the speed optimization became part of our standard agency process, and then we started offering it as a standalone service. And there's a lot of components on there in there related to speed optimization. Speed and reliability are tied together, but bottom line there, I'd suggest you be on good quality hosting, use a quality CDN. Like Cloudflare is probably the best CDN for most type of sites. So use uptime monitoring, quality hosting, quality CDN, and probably back up the sites as well. Because, again, when it comes to agency stuff, if the site gets hacked or gets deleted or something goes wrong with the site, then you lose the rankings and the clients are unhappy. So rankings go down, clients unhappy, they lose inquiries, conversions, whatever else. So, I hope that helps. I hope that answers the question. I just thought I'd riff on that a bit, just to answer in a bit more detail and just offer some value there.